Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Sometimes in high-profile trials, it isn't the DNA evidence or the ballistics that steal the headlines. It's the family drama. And if you've been following the Adelsons with us for any point of time, you're well aware of the family drama within the Adelsons. The stuff that plays out right in front of us in court filings, hearings, and emergency motions. And in the case of Donna Adelson, that family drama is becoming just as revealing as any piece of evidence. One of the biggest developments we've seen isn't about fingerprints or wiretaps. It's about her daughter. Donna's defense team actually tried to subpoena Wendy Adelson to testify on her mother's behalf. Okay, well, think about that for a second. A mother facing a potential life sentence, leaning on her own daughter as a defense witness. Keep in mind, it's the daughter whose husband was murdered. The risk that Wendy could incriminate herself. Her lawyers weren't going to let that happen. Keep in mind, Wendy's never been charged with anything. She so far has been free. Innocent. They fought back and the judge agreed Wendy will not be compelled to testify for Donna by Donna. On the surface, you can kind of, you know, write it off as a legal maneuver, but underneath it reveals something much bigger. This isn't a family standing together in unity anymore. This is a family fractured, each person acting in self-preservation. Wendy's not willing to risk herself, and jurors will see that absence, her silence, as loud as any testimony. At the same time, you've got her brother Charlie, already convicted, already serving life, and now reportedly planning to testify for mom. Jurors are going to notice that contrast, the daughter who walks away versus the son with nothing left to lose. Which carries more weight here? I don't know if I'm a juror. And that brings us to a deeper question about perception. When jurors look at Donna Adelson sitting at the defense table, do they see a woman with a family standing behind her, or do they see someone alone, abandoned, left with nothing, but a convicted son to vouch for her? That dynamic could be devastating. So let's get into it with psychotherapist Siobhan Scott, author of the book Nightbird. This is her memoir, just came out. Highly, highly recommend reading this. And also her other book, The Minds of Mass Murderers. Get it wherever you get books. Because this isn't just about law. It's about psychology, as all cases are, loyalty, and the moment when survival overtakes solidarity. Leave your comments in the comment section as we go through this on YouTube. Want to hear your thoughts. Siobhan, from your perspective, what does it say when a mother's defense team tries to use her daughter as a witness, even at the daughter's expense? Let's get into it.
Well, it's I'm sure a legal maneuver that probably makes sense in the minds of her attorneys. We at least hope so, that they had a plan for it. But it also speaks again of, as we've talked about, the kind of narcissistic enmeshed family system where it's loyalty to mom at all costs. And it's just expected that the kids meet their parents' needs. And that would fit with what we've seen in the history.
Wendy's lawyers argued that testifying under a defense subpoena could, in fact, incriminate her. Wendy, as we all remember, has never been charged with anything. She is innocent, not even until proven guilty. Again, no charges there. So what does it reveal about how close she still might feel to the danger zone in this case, 11 years later, not wanting to get up there on the stand? I mean, is this just because she doesn't want to give prosecutors a chance to go after her, even though she doesn't know anything? And maybe she doesn't. I don't know, that she could slip up and they're going to find some words to twist. Versus being there for mom, because it feels like she's now leaning a lot more into her own territory of what's best for me and my kids, not necessarily what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I never thought I'd use that term in a sentence anymore.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My guess is that her desire to not be incarcerated and separated from her children is at this point trumping the loyalty to mom, which is really a pretty healthy thing. You know, we talk about that process of individuation. So she's able at this point to separate herself from what her mother wants. And that's a healthy step in the right direction. And also, yeah, I would guess her counsel is going to do everything to keep her from having to testify for the defense in that way, setting herself up for potential charges.
We're hearing, as of our recording today, that Charlie is likely going to be testifying for his mother's defense. Essentially, it really wouldn't hurt anything for him. He'd just be saying the same things he's already said and the same things that he's bringing up on appeal. And it would be that, look, mom had nothing to do with this. She was completely clueless. Now, that may just be protecting mom. I don't know the answer to that. But we may see Charlie come out. I don't know that he has a whole lot to lose at this point by coming out and making that point. How do you think a jury is going to look at that, though? They're going to know Wendy exists. They're going to know Charlie exists. Obviously, Wendy has to exist. This is about the death of her ex-husband. And the fact that Wendy's not up there defending mom, but Charlie is. And those are the two that seem to be in cohorts about all of this. Is that making it look as if Donna is very guilty, that her daughter won't even come out and try to defend her mom?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I don't know how a jury would take that. I can see it being something that they would ponder, but does it in their minds carry particular meaning? I guess it just depends on the jury and the people on it.
The fact that she is planning on taking the stand, and there's just been a lot of people saying this is a very, 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 very bad idea. Her legal counsel, they ultimately have to do what Donna wants to do. The fact that Donna is out there already saying, I want to take the stand. The trial hasn't even officially started as of our recording. By the time you're seeing this, we might actually be past opening statements. Right now, it's just getting the jury together. But the fact that she's really ready and waiting to raise her hand and get on that stand, what does that say about the psyche of Donna Adelson right now behind bars?
She really thinks that she has the power to influence the jury. And again, that goes with somebody who's a bit overconfident and is probably not in the right mind to you know, make these decisions. As I've speculated with you privately, we may be looking at a little bit of age-related cognitive impairment. Mm-hmm. Her judgment may not be the best at this point. But somebody who's, let's say, overconfident about their ability to tell a story and convince people, which is very likely to do her any, unlikely to do her any good.
Which is what it feels like. And let me ask you about that, because I don't know if Donna is starting to suffer from any of that. That would just be pure speculation. She's getting up there in age. It certainly wouldn't be a shocking thing to find that out. It wouldn't be a bad defense, Donna, if you'd like to attempt it. But we've talked about the immediate impact of all of that. And the fact that this family is the way it is, as someone does get older, as someone does enter into some cognitive decline, does boldness come out more in a personality like Donna? Donna seems to be one, if I were to guess, you know, pretty much was the one who always had the answers, and it was Donna's way or no way. That's my conjecture on it, from very likely a extremely narcissistic mother. That's how I view her. And I think a lot of others might as well. As they get older, does it get better or worse? Is this someone who is, it would be more ingrained now today to say, I want to go testify, if in fact her faculties are starting to get a little rough, versus maybe Donna 15 years ago?
Yeah. When we see people age, if they go into cognitive decline or Alzheimer's or you know, any of that, the older people, they get whatever their personalities were like, it tends to intensify because they gain or they lose inhibition. Mm-hmm. And so if you have somebody who's always been somewhat narcissistic, dominating, outspoken, they can intensify with that. If you have someone who's always been benevolent and kind and giving, you see more of that happening because they just, you know, whatever's been in there, it manifests in a more intense way, which means you can find lovely, sweet older people, or you can find really angry, hostile, venomous older people. And maybe when they were younger, they could curtail that.
It feels like it's that or the other quite often.
It does, doesn't it?
It really does. It's like reducing down a sauce for the cooking folks out there.
Good analogy.
You reduce it down, the flavors get intense. You eventually get to a demi-glace where it's just that super thick and it's intense, but it's nothing like it was when it was a big boiling pot a couple hours earlier. Mm-hmm. That's what you're left with, and you're getting the true flavor of what that person is, and I guess that may be what we're seeing here with Donna Adelson. The family was once a fortress, money, privilege, tight bonds, and now piece by piece, that fortress crumbling. Charlie's in prison for life. Donna's on trial. Wendy trying to distance herself, and the grandchildren are caught in the middle. Feels like the entire family has shifted into survival mode. And let's explore that for a little bit. When you have this family, this image-driven family like the Adelsons, and they usually cope in the public spotlight with their fractures and by coming together. We saw it after Charlie's conviction. They then on record recordings talking about their us problem. What do you think is going on here psychologically behind the scenes with Wendy and her kids, with Charlie, with Harvey, who was also on that one-way ticket on that westbound flight that was never going to be coming back? How do you think things are going behind the scenes for the Adelsons now that things are starting to crumble? How do you think they're coping?
It's got to be tremendously confusing to live in this world where you've had this cohesive family, this enmeshed family with mom in control, and to just have it start to fracture like this. So my guess is each one of them is coping in their own way. Who knows what kind of therapy they're all getting, if any, but it would not surprise me that there's a tremendous amount of anxiety and depression and, you know, other kinds of problems. Nobody's probably sleeping very well.
And that right there, that's where this trial is already starting to look less like a unified front and more like a survival game. Wendy Adelson isn't walking into that courtroom to defend her mom. She's drawing a hard line and prioritizing her own freedom and her children's future. That's not disloyalty. That is survival. And it's a dramatic shift from the family dynamic we've all heard described over the years, where loyalty to the matriarch was expected at all costs. Kids be damned. Ex-husband be damned. Charlie be damned. Anybody be damned. At least that's what the state's trying to say about Donna Adelson. Meanwhile, Charlie Adelson, convicted at and locked away, is still playing the role of loyal son. Because the difference is, he's nothing to lose. His testimony might technically help Donna, but will jurors buy it? Probably not. They're smart enough to see the imbalance, that the daughter's silence is more telling than the son's loyalty, but it's a courtroom, it's jurors, and you never know what's going to happen. And for Donna Adelson, that imbalance could be crushing, because when jurors look across the room and realize the daughter's not standing up for her, the image is unmistakable. A fractured family, a matriarch without her children's full support. That's not just optics, that's psychology, and it matters. So where does that leave us? With a family that once presented as a fortress, now exposed as meek and fragile, Donna-like. With a daughter choosing distance, a son clinging to loyalty, and a mother sitting in the middle, watching her carefully built empire collapse around her. Coming up in our conversation, which you need to press subscribe so you don't miss it, we're going to be shifting the lens directly onto Donna herself. Because if Wendy's silence tells us one story, Donna's own voice may tell us another. She's insisting on taking the stand, and against the advice of just about everyone. What does that say about her mindset, and what does it reveal about denial, confidence, and control when the stakes are life and death? That is coming up next on the channel. So be sure to press subscribe so you do not miss that conversation with Siobhan Scott. Wherever you are on YouTube, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe on the podcast platforms wherever you are. Do that same search and press subscribe. We got a lot coming up on this case, and we're bringing it to you every single day, live courtroom coverage as it starts coming out. We'll have it for you right here so you can follow this case beat by beat. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section as well. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.